Blog Talk Radio.
Stay tuned. Deliverance is next. Parental discretion is advised. Live worldwide. Deliverance with your host, Jay Bartlett. For the next half hour, Jay will be exploring the unknown, the strange, the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You will receive power. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. On you, my friends, if you are a disciple, a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, he has given you the power. He has given you the ability to carry out his works. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power. Have you experienced salvation? If you have, then you have the Holy Spirit. It would be erroneous to say, it would be a heresy to say that somehow the third person of the triune God is separated at the point of conversion. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit is present at salvation. However, and this is key, and I think it's very clear in Scripture, if you look at the Acts of the Apostles, that holy book of the Acts of the Apostles, you'll see there was a definite subsequent event referred to as the baptism of the Holy Spirit that occurred after conversion. When a disciple, when a follower is immersed and is empowered to carry out the miraculous. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power. Has the Holy Spirit come upon you? Yes, at the point of conversion, I understand that. The third person of the triune God, the Holy Spirit of God, is with you. But have you been immersed? Have you experienced the fullness of the Holy Spirit of God? Have you? Have you experienced the fullness, the baptism, being immersed in the third person of the triune God? For when you are immersed in the power of the Holy Spirit of God, you will carry out the miraculous, such as healing the sick, casting out demons, raising the dead, and other miracles and signs and wonders. That is the desire of the Holy Spirit of God. That's right. God desires to use you, my brother, my sister, to cast out demons. And tonight we're going to discuss that miracle working power that's present in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. My friend, you do have power over demons. You do have power over the evil one. You do have power over disease and death. I'm telling you, my friends, you do have power. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power. That's what Jesus said. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. The power to raise the dead. Power to cast out evil spirits. The power to heal every form of sickness. You have the power. And tonight we're going to discuss that power. that holy, sacred power on tonight's edition of Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett, and I will be here for the next half hour exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with another story of a Jesus freak from The Voice of the Martyrs.
The Voice of the Martyrs is still sorting out an unsettling turn of events in Indonesia involving a 58-year-old Christian man who was convicted of blaspheming Islam. When Antonius Bawangan received the maximum 5 years in prison for distributing literature that allegedly spread hatred of Islam, the sentence was protested by more than 1,000 people. But the protesters were not demanding a more lenient sentence. They wanted Antonius to be killed. To punctuate their demands, the mob attacked police with stones and set two churches on fire. For specific ways to support and pray for Christians in Indonesia, go online to persecution.com.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus priest? What will people do when they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with news about another real-life Jesus freak. Suddenly, the communist stopped beating the Christian prisoner and blurted out, "I have power of life and death over you. I am God." The Christian, whose name was Wreck, took that moment to speak truth to his persecutor. "You don't know what a deep thing you have said. You have not been created to be a torturer or a man who kills. You have been created to become like God, with the life of the Godhead in your heart." Rex's words in that Romanian prison planted a seed with the man. Days later, Rex's torturer opened his heart to Jesus and found his own place in God's family.
How do you respond to the Voice of the Martyrs? Go online to persecution.com.
Took away my chains.
And tonight we're discussing the issue of you, my friend, possessing the spiritual power, the holy power, to cast out demons, to expel, to drive out the spiritual forces of evil. Did not our Lord, my friends, speak these words in the Gospel of Mark chapter 16 when he said to his disciples, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation." And he says, "These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. In my name, they will drive out demons." It is the desire of Jesus Christ for his disciples to carry out his very heart mission, and that is to drive out evil spirits. Does not the word of the Lord tells us in 1 John that the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil? Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Of course, we understand in the very fullest sense, he destroyed the works of the devil at the cross. At the cross, my friends, Jesus Christ demolished, destroyed, utterly diminished the powers of Satan in the context of all eternity at the cross. Did not our Lord say, "It is finished"? Jesus Christ died on a cross. He shed blood. It was a literal, cruel death. Blood was transferred. Blood was laid upon that wooden cross. That blood, that holy, sacred, atoning, redemptive blood was poured out, dripping on the cross. From the body, onto the cross, onto the earth, the very ground that he had created. Think about it, and that blood is still alive at this very moment. That blood is very much alive, and that blood is carried in you. For if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, that blood's been transferred to you. That blood now covers you. That blood gives you the power, gives you the empowerment to destroy the works of the devil. Does not the scripture tell us in the book of Revelation? "For we have defeated Satan by the blood of the Lamb." By the blood of the Lamb. The sinless blood of the Lamb. Oh, my friends, there is power in the blood of Jesus, the cross of Jesus, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. There's various powers we can receive from the triune God. And this is the beautiful thing about our faith and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Our God is a God that is triune in nature, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We receive power from the Father. We receive power from the Son. We receive power from the Holy Spirit. We receive power from the one true God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And that combination of three persons and one God provides an explosive spiritual power that cannot be overcome. Think about it. Think about it. We have power from the Father. We have power from the Son. We have power from the Holy Spirit of God. Explosive power. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Power to do what? Jesus says, in my name you will cast out devils. You will drive out demons in my name. There's power to drive out demons. People often ask me, well, how do I go about doing that? Just simply act it upon the command. He tells you to do it, you do it. I'm sure many of you have shared your faith with others. Well, now he's calling you to a further, a deeper ministry, a fullness of his ministry, to drive out diseases, to drive out demons, to drive out death. You are able because you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Now, at the point of conversion, you have the power. You have the triune God. You have the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You're not missing any person of the Godhead. Allow me to be clear on that. However, it is God's will for you to experience the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the immersion of the fullness of the Holy Spirit of God, the third person of the triune God. Yes, at the point of conversion, you have the Holy Spirit, but you need the fullness of the Holy Spirit in the sense of the miraculous. And tonight you can call upon the Holy Spirit by faith. By faith, even now, I get the very strong sense, even now, the Holy Spirit of God is speaking to you. He's a counselor. He's a comforter. He will always point to the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will glorify the Son, Jesus. But the Holy Spirit is present there with you. The Holy Spirit is omnipresent. The Holy Spirit is everywhere. He's not limited to the time and space limitations that you and I are limited to in the sense of the physical realm. The Holy Spirit is omnipresent. He is at all places at all times. He is there with you. And that Holy Spirit, that precious Holy Spirit, who is very much God, desires to baptize you. To baptize you with fire from above. To baptize you with holy power. So that you might cast out devils. Now, obviously, every believer, everyone who's experienced salvation, who's been justified, has the call to cast out demons. But we need the power. We have the call, but now we need the power, the empowerment. That's why you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Baptism meaning an immersion in his very fullness, of his very works, of the miraculous. Of the miraculous. It's interesting in the book of Acts. Allow me to read it to you. In Acts chapter 10, it's recorded in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went doing good. Went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. God anointed Jesus Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. There is power in the Holy Spirit of God. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, Jesus says. The Father wants to bestow, just as he bestowed upon his Son the Holy Spirit and power. He wants to bestow upon you, for you are in Christ. He wants to bestow upon you his very power. the power of His Holy Spirit. And then you'll be able to carry out the miraculous. He called His 12 disciples to Him and gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. It's also recorded, Jesus saying, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. If you look at Matthew 10, Luke chapter 10, you can read of the authority that Jesus has given to you and I, His followers, over demons. When you trust Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul, you are immediately empowered with the spiritual authority to drive out evil spirits. When dealing with a demon, you need to take authority over it and the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why you need the baptism. You need the immersion of the Holy Spirit. You need the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of God. Take authority over the demon and do not let it speak unless you are interrogating it to access vital information to assist the victim in finding freedom. You need to confront the demon. I mean, when you suspect demonic resistance or witness some form of resistance, command the demon, because you have the power of God with you, to subject itself to Jesus Christ and to His shed blood and His resurrection. Proceed by speaking directly to the spirit. Command it to speak verbally to you. I mean, in Mark chapter 5, my friends, we read of Jesus confronting a demonized individual. And dealing with the demon, He commanded it to speak to Him directly. Remember, you have the power. You have the power to do this. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In that narrative in Mark chapter 5, Jesus commanded the evil spirit. He commanded the demon to speak, and the spirit spoke. The evil spirit gave its name as Legion. When dealing with someone who's demonized, it is imperative you confront the spirit and find out the demon you're dealing with and how many you are dealing with. Sometimes there are multiple demons that need to be expelled, so it's imperative you find out how many are present to ensure all the demons are dealt with. Not, you know, talking about the mechanics of this, how do you go about doing it? Well, it's using the power of God. As only by the power, the fullness of the Holy Spirit, you're going to be able to confront the demon. How are you going to face this very intelligent, powerful enemy? Only in the power that can overcome this enemy. That's the power of the triune God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. That's why tonight you need to call upon the Holy Spirit. You need the fullness of the Holy Spirit. You need to be filled with the Spirit of the living God. And when you are, watch out. You will do amazing things in the kingdom of God. Amazing. Amazing things. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. As you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse those who have leprosy. Drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Jesus said, I'm sending you like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Be on your guard against men. they will hand you over to the local councils and flog you in their synagogues. Jesus has called us to cast out demons, to drive out devils, to heal the sick, to cleanse the lepers, to raise the dead. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. As followers of the one and true God, we have spiritual weapons that could be used in any encounter that you might find yourself in with an evil spirit. These weapons have divine power. That's right. That's what the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 10. They have divine power to demolish, to destroy demonic powers and strongholds. We have the divine power. And that power is ultimately found. Yes, we have various kinds of spiritual weapons. When I'm conducting exorcisms around the world, I use various kinds of spiritual weapons. I mean, the scripture tells us, Paul tells us, the weapons, plural, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power. So we have weapons, multiple weapons. We have the Word of God, the sacred scriptures. We have the sacrament of the Holy Communion. We have holy angels that we can utilize. We have the symbol of the cross. We have anointing oil. We have praise. We have prayer. We have fasting. We have many various kinds of weapons, as you could see. And these weapons have divine power. So you have the power. You have the power because you're able to use these powers, these weapons. And these weapons have divine power to destroy, to demolish. That's what the Word of God says. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds, to destroy strongholds, to destroy demons. They have divine power, my friends. Think about it for a moment. Divine power. Divine power. And the weapon par excellence is the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. The triune God, the one God. Jesus once said, apart from me, you could do nothing. We need the very union we have with the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. We need the very fullness of the work of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to go forward being empowered by the Holy Spirit of God to demolish strongholds. You have power. Jesus, who is in you, is greater than he that is in the world. And Jesus has called you, my friend. He has appointed you for a great task. He is placing you on a very lofty position of spiritual greatness in the kingdom of God, that is. Now, the world sees it as rubbish. The world sees it as it being very laughable. The world misunderstands. The world does not understand. But God understands. And that's what matters. The first will be the last, and the last will be first. In the world's eyes, you are considered weak, pitiful, pathetic, nothing. But in the eyes of God, you're everything. And he loves you. And perhaps you're listening to this live presentation, this broadcast, and you're hearing about this power that God has offered to his children. But perhaps you're listening in tonight and you recognize you're not one of his children. Well, I'm here to tell you, you can be. For our God loves you and he cares for you so dearly. Our God is merciful. He's gracious. He's kind. He's patient. Keeps no record of wrongs. As long as you repent and turn from your evil and trust in the cross of his Son For Jesus bore your sin. He bore your infirmity. He bore all the curses so you could be free from these things. But you must turn to Jesus tonight. And he cares for you so dearly. We're so fortunate, blessed to have literally around the world listeners tuning into this broadcast, this live global radio presentation, wanting to find more information, wanting to learn, wanting to experience this Jesus. And tonight you can. Jesus said you must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven. Have you been born again? Honestly, have you been born of the Spirit? Jesus says the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, gives life to the Spirit. You have a spirit nature. Everybody does. And your spirit nature has been contaminated, polluted. If you've never experienced the blood of Christ, you need to be cleansed. Your spirit nature needs to be made new. And by trusting in Jesus Christ, not in your good works, but in Him and Him alone, as your Lord and your Savior, Jesus literally places you in the heavenly realms in Him, in His very life. And you can experience true life, forgiveness, peace, the presence of God, eternal life, the forgiveness of past, present, future sins. But you must repent. That is the requirement. You must repent of your sins. And you could do that tonight. Repent, therefore turn to God so your sins may be wiped out and times of refreshing may come from the Lord, the Bible says. I want you to just pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I recognize I'm a sinner. I recognize I need you. I trust in you, Jesus, and you alone for my salvation. Thank you, Jesus, for your precious blood. Thank you, Jesus, for the powerful resurrection. I believe you are coming back for me, and I give you my life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Now, my friend, if you prayed that simple prayer, I want you to email me tonight at jay@jaybartlett.org, jay@jaybartlett.org, and let me know that you prayed that prayer. I would like to send you a free New Testament to encourage you, to equip you, to strengthen you in your new walk with the Savior. And He loves you and He cares so much for you. Tonight we're here to pray for you. Perhaps you're wanting to experience this power to raise the dead, the power to cast out devils, the power to heal. It's available to you. God is calling many who are listening to this broadcast to a service to the King, and He wants to empower you as His servant. And He'll do it tonight. And I'm going to pray for you. Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ. I come on behalf of these dear people listening throughout the globe. In many various nations of the earth. I pray for each and every saint. Each and every brother and sister in the Lord. Fill them, O God, with your presence. Fill them, O God, with your love. And right now, my friend, open yourself up to the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Call upon the Holy Spirit, and He will baptize you with fire from above. And you will be empowered with divine power to cast out demons. You have power over the evil one in the name of Jesus, which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is indeed Lord. You have power, and never forget it. And Lord, don't let anybody tell you otherwise. You do have power, for Jesus said in His very word, it is written, He that is in you, Jesus, is greater than he that is in the world. You do have power. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. I bless you, my friends, in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
down on earth adore you and bow down before you. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is
beyond your majesty.